Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 27th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Recatinib in adult heterozygous familial hypercholesterolemia, REMAIN 3, a multicenter, randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled phase 3 study, the REMA. IN-3 study was a multicenter, randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled phase 3 trial. It assessed the efficacy and safety of recatinib, a new humanized anti-proprotein convertase subtilisin/Kexin type 9 antibody. This drug targets reduction of low-density lipoprotein cholesterol levels in adults with poorly controlled heterozygous familial hypercholesterolemia. This research provides crucial data regarding a potential new therapeutic agent for this genetic disorder. Article number 2. Effects of iron deficiency anemia on maternal hemodynamics and cardiac function in pregnant spontaneously hypertensive rats. This study investigated the effects of iron deficiency anemia on maternal hemodynamics and cardiac function during pregnancy. Researchers utilized pregnant spontaneously hypertensive rats and normotensive controls to understand how iron deficiency interacts with hypertensive disorders of pregnancy. This research is critical for determining whether iron deficiency ameliorates or exacerbates maternal cardiovascular dysfunction in these high-risk pregnancies. Establishing this relationship could inform better management strategies for pregnant patients. Article number 3. The pioneer factor, ETV2, regulates networks to specify the embryonic endothelial lineage. This study elucidated the role of ETV2, a pioneer transcription factor, in specifying the embryonic endothelial lineage. Researchers uncovered the specific transcriptional and epigenetic changes orchestrated by ETV2 to promote hematoendothelial lineage development. Concurrently, ETV2 was shown to suppress other mesodermal cell fates, precisely directing differentiation. This fundamental research significantly advances our understanding of cardiovascular development and lineage specification, offering potential avenues for regenerative strategies. Article number 4. Y1 regulates vascular resistance and blood pressure dynamics through epigenetic control of M6ARNA modifications in vascular smooth muscle cells. This study established that the transcription factor YY1 directly regulates vascular resistance and blood pressure dynamics. Researchers demonstrated that YY1 achieves this control through epigenetic modulation of M6ARNA modifications within vascular smooth muscle cells. This work confirms YY1's direct role in vasoreactivity, extending previous genome-wide association study findings. These discoveries provide crucial understanding of blood pressure regulation and open new avenues for therapeutic intervention in hypertension. Article number 5. Effect of trimetazidine dihydrochloride therapy on myocardial external efficiency in preclinical individuals with a hypertrophic cardiomyopathy pathogenic variant. Results of the ENERGY trial. The ENERGY trial investigated whether trimetazidine dihydrochloride therapy corrects reduced myocardial external efficiency in individuals carrying a hypertrophic cardiomyopathy pathogenic variant. This double-blind, placebo-controlled study focused on preclinical individuals who possessed the genetic variant but had not yet developed a hypertrophic cardiomyopathy phenotype. The research aimed to determine if this metabolic treatment could address a key pathomechanism thought to contribute to disease onset and progression. Establishing such an effect could support early pharmacological intervention to modify the disease course in at-risk individuals. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.